Part 4. Without the Middle. I am empty. I have been given a great gift, so I believed, in being returned to life again, and in a world full of changes, both hopeful and desperate. And in the latter, I feel as if I can make a significant difference. On the surface, it is everything I wanted. It is an open fight against Lolth and her evil minions, a chance to strike back for all of the suffering that I and my people, and indeed the whole world, have endured at the Spider Queen's hands. But I am empty. In the last moments of my previous life, I gave myself that my son might live. That was the deal, and the deal held, though only because Malice failed in trying to kill Drizzt. Because of that bargain, Drizzt was given a good life, one in which he found a better way, found an escape. He found love. All of this should lighten my heart, but how can it? I gave my life for Drizzt, and now, in what is to me only a few 10 days of time, my deal was unwound both ways. I am alive, and he is lost to me, and that makes me wonder if I even want to be alive. I know that I cannot think this way, particularly now. I will fend my grief with anger and determination. Anger at my loss and determination that the product of Drizzt's love to this human woman will live the promise I wish I might have given to my son, or to my lost daughter. Drizzt's child will grow up in the arms and care of a loving mother, and with many worthy and wonderful friends. If she or he can survive this onslaught now faced in this place called Gontalgrim, the child will survive. If I have to kill every demon, every drow, every enemy in all the world, this child will survive. That is my promise to you, my lost son, Drizzt, and to you, my lost daughter, Virna. Would that I had been better to both of you. Zachnefane Doerden.